Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Open Road, with your host, Angelina Chat.
Hi. Today on the show, we have a special guest, David Kamarmi, who's going to talk to us a little bit about his first driving experience and what got him to love cars like he does today. So, what exactly got you interested in cars?
I've actually been into cars my whole life, pretty much, ever since I was little. I don't know, I always just got excited whenever I'd see motorcycles on the road, but ultimately, I think it was my dad that got me into cars, because, he was always, driving me around and stuff, and he was just teaching me things about cars. So pretty much ever since then, I've really liked them.
So obviously, your dad made a huge impact on driving and how you look at it today. So is your dad a mechanic or something?
No, my dad's not a mechanic or anything. He's more of just an enthusiast. He's not actually in the auto industry, but yeah.
Interesting. So what kind of car did you actually have to learn on? And was there any major turning points throughout the time that you've been driving?
The first car I ever drove was actually what is now my sister's car. It's a Volkswagen Jetta. It was an automatic, and that was really fun to drive. Like, the first time I ever drove it, I ever drove any car, was behind Home Depot. So that's also where I learned to drive standard. So that stretch of asphalt is... But I knew my sister was going to be taking the car when she goes to college, and I definitely don't want to drive a minivan. So I had to learn to drive standard if I wanted to keep driving. So that was a big turning point in... my driving career, because, you know, I wanted to keep driving, obviously, because I love cars and everything, and I was really impressed with myself because I learned to drive pretty quickly, and I drive standard now. I drive the same car I learned on, which is a Passat, Volkswagen Passat. So as you can tell, my family is a Volkswagen enthusiast. Like, we love German cars.
I learned on standard in a Jetta, actually, which is kind of ironic. Did you plan on driving standard for your test, or was that a surprise for you?
Actually, no, I planned on driving the automatic for my road test, just to ensure that, you know, I ended up passing the road test and everything, but, it was convenient that my sister had to drive to Syracuse to go shopping on the day of my road test, so obviously I was upset about that, but either way, I took the road test in my standard, and I still passed just fine, so...
Well, I remember when I first got my license, I drove around everywhere. Like, I just wanted to do everything that I possibly could. Just, I drove to go pick people up. I went to the mall, like, 3 times a day. It was crazy.
Yeah, the first day I got my license, I drove up to the mall and back, and... pretty much just since then, I've just been driving every day. Like, I'll take any opportunity I can to get on the road. I'm offered rides, like, all the time, but I just love to drive, so, you know.
Yeah, the mall's always the first place where new drivers go. Well, what are some of the obstacles you had to overcome when you first started driving?
Well, there have been a lot of obstacles. Like, first of all, I had to learn to drive standard, but that wasn't too bad. But another big obstacle I had to overcome was, for some reason, like, my sister just doesn't want me to drive, and she didn't want me to drive when I was first learning everything, and I don't know, like, she'll take the car out if she knows I need to drive somewhere, and she's always, you know, trying to tell my parents that I'm not responsible enough to drive, so I'm not really sure, like, what her problem is, but she just does not want me to drive.
Well, my opinion is that she's your older sister, so she's probably just worried about you, but I understand where you're coming from. But my question for you is, have you ever been in a car accident or come close to one?
No, I've actually never been in a big car accident. I've never totaled the car or been in a car that someone else totaled, but I got pretty close when I first started driving. I was in the Passat, so the standard, and I was up by the mall. And so, this wasn't my fault, by the way, but... so I just pulled up to the light, and I was about to take a left onto the highway, and this Ford Explorer in front of me puts it in reverse, and he thinks he has it in drive, and he just backs up, and he barely touched the car, but still, I had to back up, put it in reverse and everything, and it was almost like a pretty big collision.
So what exactly are your plans for the future? Do you plan on going to school to study cars and whatever and all that stuff?
Plans for the future. Well, I don't think I'm gonna have a career in the auto industry, or at least that's not the plan right now, but that would definitely be really cool, you know. And like I'm an enthusiast, so I'm definitely gonna be involved in the auto industry, just maybe not as a profession.
Well, I wish you luck in the future and with everything else you do. Thank you for being on my show today, David. I really learned a lot about you and just driving in general. So thank you for listening to my show tonight. And to all you drivers and people out there, I'll be back on air tomorrow night. So stay tuned in for then. Thank you.